Preparing for the 2017 production season, but also taking a look at other management techniques will help a producer be successful this year. Welcome to this week's edition of the Extension Service Update. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. And this week we're going to take a look at a variety of topics that include the new Xtendimax herbicide by Monsanto, how much will chickens eat, along with organic manures and fertilizers for vegetable crops and gardens. The Xtendimax Vapor Grip have a summary of application requirements. Now, we discussed a lot of these requirements at the private applicator training classes we conducted this fall, but as many of you know, most of those that need to attend these classes only attend every 3 years. And so to give you a summary of the requirements, we want to go through these here really quickly. Xtendimax has been approved by the EPA for in-crop use this year. In regards to that, there are some restrictions with it. Now, you will not want to mix ammonia sulfate with it, and make sure that you follow the label. As far as application rates are concerned, producers can apply 22 fluid ounces per acre for any single in-crop application. In addition, there is a minimum application spray rate or volume at 10 gallons of spray solution per acre, and you have to have special nozzles to minimize drift, and the use of the nozzles are approved on the herbicide product label. In addition, the spray height is also of key concern. Make sure that you do not exceed spray height of 24 inches. Excessive boom height will increase the potential for drift and other issues. And weed height is also a main concern. Concern stems from trying to prevent the spread or the development of resistance to the dicamba technology. Wind speed is also another factor that should be paid attention to, with the window of application around 3 to 10 miles per hour. Also, the buffers will need to be incorporated into application methods, especially if the field to be treated will be near or close to a field that is not dicamba resistant. Also, ground speed will be another limiting factor, with speeds not to exceed 15 miles an hour, and a triple rinse clean-out method will be needed to make sure that the chemical that you're spraying will be removed from the sprayer. If you have any questions on Roundup Xtend technology, feel free to contact us here and we'll be glad to get you that information. Taking a look at how much chickens will eat, it has been a common question for producers and those interested in trying to raise backyard chickens. All different type and breeds of chickens are different and are descended from the red jungle fowl of Southeast Asia. After generations of genetic selection, we've kind of reached where we're at now in regards to genetic diversity of poultry. And so typically, the larger the chicken, the more feed they'll eat. Part of the feed is used to maintain the health and condition of the chicken, and maintenance reverts to the energy required for activities such as scratching, walking, digestion, respiration, and you name it. The remaining energy and nutrients in the feed are then available for the growth and development of egg production. The larger the chicken, the more maintenance it requires. For example, standard-sized chickens require more feed than their bantam versions. Similarly, brown egg-laying hens tend to be bigger than commercial white egg-laying hens or leghorns and thus eat more food. Now, the age, as with children, the nutritional needs of growing chickens change with age. For example, the protein requirements of chicks is higher than that of adults, and the amount of feed a chicken can actually eat also changes as they get older. You'll also see differences in the production level of the hens and the chickens themselves, but also the type of feed that you feed should be taken into account because you want to make sure you balance the diet for the chicken itself. Now, water consumption also falls into this category. Chickens typically require twice as much water as they do feed, so if they eat 1 pound of feed a day, they will drink 2 pounds of water, or about a quart apiece. An exception to that is when healthy adult chickens' feed consumption decreases as room temperature increases above 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, while water intake remains the same up to 77 degrees, then increases at higher temperatures. Water consumption also increases slightly when the feed is pelletized, and increasing the protein content of feed also increases water intake. Those are important health statistics and information for chicken production. Lastly this week, organic manures and fertilizers for vegetable crops tend to be a hot topic as well. Make sure that when you're using these fertilizers, that you make sure that you have fresh vegetables, not fresh manure. Manure should never be used fresh or raw if you intend to plant directly into it. Composting results in a more readily usable form of manure, and composting will destroy many of the weed seeds that could otherwise be introduced into new fields or gardens. These are often the problems we see in regards to the use of organic manures or fertilizers in vegetable crop areas. If fresh manure is used on the soil, it should be worked in as soon as possible and covered with other organic materials such as straw, hay, or grass clippings to prevent the loss of nitrogen through leaching. No fresh manure may be used during the year of harvest for certified organic production, so you may want to plant a green manure or cover crop on this ground for the first year. For more information on this week's topics or other information that may concern you, you can always turn to your local extension office in each of Kentucky's 120 counties for reliable, research-based information. Thanks for joining us.